I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Picture this. You're 17, you're about to be a senior in high school, and you just beat out 270 of the world's top good guy hackers to find holes in the Air Force's websites. Those are the details on Jack Cable, who over the summer won a White Hat Hacker competition that paid out $130,000 in prizes. It's part of the federal government's recently expanded bug bounty programs. Bug bounties, or prizes for finding holes to fix in software programs, can be pretty lucrative. Beats the heck out of mowing lawns, I imagine. According to his profile on HackerOne, a kind of matchmaking website for connecting security researchers with private companies for bug bounties, Jack Cable has found dozens of vulnerabilities at companies like Yahoo, Urban Dictionary, and even the Bitcoin exchange Coinbase. Jack, thanks for talking.
Yeah, thank you.
My condolences on the end of your summer break. You have to go be a senior in high school. But you were pretty busy this summer.
Yeah, so this summer I participated in the Hack the Air Force program, and that was the U.S. government's third bug bounty program. So they invited 600 of the top hackers from across the world to try to find vulnerabilities in the Air Force's site.
And you won the whole thing?
Yeah, so I found 40 vulnerabilities, and that placed me first in the leaderboard.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, so I found what's known as an XML external entities vulnerability, and that handles the application's processing of XML, which is a type of input data. I found that I could give it a URL, and the application would make a request to that website. And I was able to escalate that after working on it for a few hours into a remote code execution. So that would allow me to basically do whatever I wanted. So I could access all the user data that was on the website, and I could change anything that I wanted to.
Wow. How did you get into this?
I was 15, and I accidentally stumbled across a vulnerability in a financial site.
Uh-huh.
So I was working on developing like an integration with the website, and I found that I was able to send negative amounts of money to other users, and that would effectively steal money from their account. So that financial site ran a bug bounty program, so I submitted to there, and then I sort of got into hacking from there and ended up at HackerOne and with the Hack the Air Force program.
It seems like you're one of the good guys. Why'd you decide to be a good guy?
Yeah, so I try to be because there's a few motivating factors. First of all, of course, it's really risky if you try to exploit vulnerabilities that you find, and you could wind up in jail or like being sued by different companies. So that's not really a good path to go down to. And then the advantages of these bug bounty programs really are great because you get recognition from the companies, they pay you, and you get to like say that you found a vulnerability rather than just having to hide it.
Jack Cable, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.